conversation, I spoke to them about the call of God. And it was in a different gear. And I'm shifting my gear to a different mood of the sermon today for this English one. And today, the Spirit of the Lord was what He laid in my heart to speak to you is about God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness. How many of you believe that God is faithful? God is, how can you testify God is faithful? Amen. I'm going to talk to you about God's faithfulness. Amen. One thing that I will bring before you from the book of Psalms and chapter 105. Psalms 105 and verse number 14 and 15. Praise God. Psalms 105, 14 and 15. And it says that He permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. This was something that was said to God's people. This was something that was said about God's chosen people. Not just in Old Testament, but even in New Testament, we have the same line of thought. Now remember, looking unto you, if you are chosen by God, if you are the people of God, if I am the child of God, looking unto us, this is what the Spirit of God is saying. This is saying that God will permit no one to do them wrong, to do you wrong. No one can do anything wrong to you. Can you say amen? Amen. Second words is that, yes, He rebuked kings for their sake. That means for your sake, He will go to a place to rebuke kings. And third thing, He will say, do not touch my anointed one and do no harms to my prophet. We all are secure in the hands of God. He will not permit anybody to touch you. The Spirit of the Lord wants to give you this assurance. Somebody who is going through trials, pain, sorrow, and many doubts and despair. The Spirit of the Lord is assuring you that He will not permit anybody to touch you or to do any harm to you. Can you say praise God for this assurance? Now let me go to my word, the Spirit of the Lord, what has entrusted into me. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. If you are there, you can read it. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. Right. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Even if when we are faithless, let me reword it. Even 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. It is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. Even when you and me, when we remain faithless, that means even when we are unfaithful, God cannot change Himself. He remains faithful. Can we thank God for His faithfulness? That God is faithful. That's the reason I am here today. I'm not here today because I am faithful. I am not worshiping God because I was faithful. Many a times I was unfaithful to God, but He remained faithful. And that's the only one reason that He is so good. He is so good, and I am worshiping my God over here. Amen. Long time back, I shared one of the aspects of this to the Millennium Congregation, maybe like 2-3 years back. But I want to bring you one mathematics before you. If you are good with mathematics, we'll go together with mathematics, okay? Let's turn our Bible towards, keep this, I'm going to talk about faithfulness of God. And we'll do some of the mathematics together. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Here is the first time God is calling Abraham. Right? God is calling Abraham for a particular purpose. And this time, Abraham is 75 years old. How much? 75. So Abraham is 75. And God is giving him a divine call. And the divine call is this: get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who will curse you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. First time, Abraham is getting a call from God. And what is his age? 75. And what is the chapter? Chapter number 12. And what was the blessing? Blessing was this: come out of your country, come out of from your father's family, come out of this place. I am going to lead you in a special country, in a very blessed nation. And I will bless you, and I will bless all those who will bless you. I will curse them who will curse you, and I will make you a nation, and I will make you a blessing, and the families of this earth will be blessed by you. So it was a great promise. Great blessing, and God was so faithful in his promises that even if heaven and earth may pass away, but his word shall never pass away. And in that sense, he called Abraham, and then Abraham got all this promise. With all this promise, he started working unto God. And then finally God said, you know what? I am going to bless you with generation. And Abraham was old. His wife was old. And they were not in a position to have a child. And you know, and all these promises was dumped upon him. And he was carrying this heavy promise. But he didn't see anything that's moving in. So what he did, can you turn your Bible towards now? 16:15. Genesis chapter 16 and verse 15. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram named his son Ishmael. And the next verse: Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abraham. All right? So in chapter number 12, Abraham was 75. In chapter number 16, Abraham is 86. So from 75 till 86, he carried great promises. He carried great things. And you know what? In every chapter, you will see Abraham went to this place. Abraham had covenant in this place. And then God spoke to him. And God said this. And God gave this miracle. And God blessed his family. And God was carrying in. And the angels coming down. And story goes on. From chapter 12 to chapter 16, great stories goes on. And at the age of 86, this story had a bad ending. And the bad ending was he had a child that was not the child of promise, but he had a different child from Hagar. It was not from Sarah. It was from Hagar. And the name of the child was Ishmael. Something terrible happened. God never intended Abraham to have this child. God intended Abraham to have a heir of promise. God intended Abraham to have a child through his own wife, Sarah. And God said, wait, I promise, and I am faithful to define my promises. I am faithful to be in the promises. Let me remind you, church, that whenever God promises you something, when God promises you about your children, when God promises you about your church, when God promises you about your family, when God promises you about your finance, when God promises you about the ministry, when God promises you anything and everything about family, can you rest upon him? Can you trust upon him? Can you stay behind? And can you wait upon God's promise? Because if you wait, God is not slacking in his
promise, whatever he said yes, it will happen. Whatever he said no, it will never happen. Because once he has promised, he will never change his promise. Can you give God glory, honor, and praise? But in chapter 16, Abraham was faithless. And what is his he is known about? Father of faith. Father of faith. And what happened here? Somewhat faithless thing. Okay, however, the scenario, however, the circumstances gathered together this way, that is different. But then Abraham came to a place where he had Ishmael. And the next verse. And the next verse. Whoa, wait. A verse before, how old was he? 86. And the next verse. Now let's go with mathematics. From 75 to 86, how many years? 11 years. How many chapters did Holy Spirit wrote about the works of Abraham? 12 to 16. 4 plus. 4 plus chapters were used to write the history of 75 till 86. History of how many years? History of 11 years were written in how many chapters? 4 chapters, right? And from 86 to 99, how many years? 13 years. And nobody knows what happened in 13 years. And how many words? Not even one. Zero. Zilt. Now, what my message is this. Abraham, he did all good things. And God was bragging about him. Holy Spirit was bragging and saying, oh, my son did this. My son did that. He did that. And the Holy Spirit was enjoying that great thing, whatever Abraham did. And when the time Abraham messed up, Holy Spirit was quiet. And for how many years? 13 years, we don't know what has happened. But during that time, that was somewhere that it is counted as the dark period of the life of Abraham. When he actually messed up. But when he messed up, for 13 years, he didn't hear anything from God. For these 13 years, he don't have any history. But he badly messed up. He terribly messed up. But the Spirit of the Lord didn't say any word about what was his failure for the 13 years. But after 13 years, this is the faithfulness of God. After 13 years, when God saw that my promise is still on Abraham, even though he messed up, I cannot mess up. Even though he messed up in his life, even though he went terribly wrong, but I cannot be away from my promises. And right at chapter 17 and verse 1, Bible says this, chapter 17 and verse 1, when Abraham was 99, that is 13 years later, Lord appeared to Abraham and said what? Abraham, you messed up terribly. Abraham, you did something so wrong. You know what? How much I tolerated you. You know what? How much I expected out of you. You know what? How much things I gave you. Do you remember what are the things that I gave you? Do you remember all these things? Did he say any of those things? No. One simple thing. What he said? I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be. Today the Spirit of the Lord is asking you. Hallelujah. You might have messed up with a lot of other things. You are in a place where you feel like, you know what, I have to do a lot of work to come back. The Spirit of the God, the Spirit of the Lord is saying that you, even if you do a lot of work, that is not going to help you. But my hand is upon you. My faithfulness is upon you. Even when you were faithless, even when you messed up your things, when you messed up your family, when you messed up your kids, when you messed up in your finances, when you messed up in your character, when you messed up in the relationship, I am am still here from this pulpit. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you that He is even faithful, yet even now, even when you are faithless, can you just resubmit your life unto God? He is not coming back to you and asking you how terribly you messed up. He is not coming back to you and asking you what has happened. He is just saying one thing: hey, I am God Almighty. Can you walk before me? Can you be blameless from now? Even though there is a lot of blame upon you, people are blaming you and your family is blaming you, your family members are blaming you, but I tell, from now onwards, can you go blameless? The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to somebody who is tired of all these blames. You have taken so many blames. You are blamed in your family. You are blamed in your society. You are blamed in your church. You are blamed all over. And you feel like now you cannot come up out of this. But the Spirit of the Lord is gently coming to you, patting up your back and saying one thing: I am God Almighty. I don't want to inquire what has happened. I don't want to talk about that mess. But I just want to tell you one thing. Can you walk before me one more time? Can you walk before me one more time? Abraham, you messed up, but can you walk one more time before me? You know what? Your same promise. I am still able to bring all these promises to you. I am still able to do all these great things to you. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the Spirit of the Lord is saying that our God is God of chances. God is not just God of second chances, but chances after chances. If you terribly, if you have messed, if you have terribly went wrong, but my God is never there to condemn you or to throw you out, as Pastor was talking about. For there is no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. For everything is new. And can you just walk before Him blameless? Can you take a step from here today? Even though you went through and you messed up, there were Ishmaels, there were events that has happened that was not in the plan of God. But still, my God can change the whole plan. My God can change the whole plan. He can take out Ishmael out of your life, and He can bring Isaac, the promissory note, in your life. Oh, Rabba Shamda Legasiya Danaba, Rikeren about a Legasiya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may feel that all the years have passed. You may feel that it's been 11 years. You may feel that it's been 13 years. No matter, even if it is 11 or 13, my God can bring back everything to new. My God can bring everything back to you. Can you give God glory, honor, and praise? How many of you would like to have a new change, a new turning in your life? No matter what is your age, no matter what is your situation, no matter what is your life, no matter how you are going through, can you come back to Lord? And God is just saying one thing: hey, can you walk before me blameless? Hallelujah. And then you know what? From there, from the age of 99, oh, the history begins. Again, a new chapter begins. A new chapter begins. And it goes all the way till chapter 24. From 17 to 24. And in 24, it's written that at the age of 175, Abraham died. And all God, what God said to him was fulfilled. Right, 99 to 75? 175? Hello? 99 to 175? 76? How many chapters? 17 to 24? 17 to 24. Good mathematicians. 17 to 24. Seven. Seven chapters. How many years? 76. And everything that happened good in his life was written in all these chapters. What I'm telling you is this: God is not going to show your mess to anybody else. Many a times we all have messed up, but nobody knows. You know what's the reason? It's not that you are smart. It's not that I am smart. It's not that God is foolish. It's just one thing. He is faithful. He is just faithful. Amen. Can we? How many times we messed up? How many times we messed up our life? How many times we went wrong? How many decisions were wrong? How many times the things went so bad? But my God never prayed this chapter to anybody else. That's not because I am smart. That's not because my God is foolish. But it's because my God is faithful. Amen. Hope you remember our Saint Peter. You remember our Saint Peter? You remember, right? Saint Peter? All right. He was one of the disciples. He messed up. And you know the intensity of his mess? He said right on face, "I don't know this guy. What are you talking about?" He said on the face of Jesus, "I don't know this guy. Who is this? What are you talking about? No. You talk like him. I talk like him. I will change my talk. You walk like him. I will change my walk. Oh, no. It seems like you are one among them." No. He started promising. He started saying up. Oh, he's swearing up. He said everything. No. I don't know this guy. He messed up terribly with the master. But the promises are there. You know what's the promise? Before this mess, the promise was that I will build my church and gates of Hades shall not overcome you. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of God. Peter, you are Peter, but I will build my church on this rock. And there is a promise. And he messed up with the promiser. He messed up with the master. And you know what happened? How the master met him? He went out into the sea to do the same business. He took out his boat. He took his net. Yes, he was casting out net. And then Jesus appears and said, "Children, do you have anything to eat?" He didn't say, "Peter, you remember this face? You remember this? Do you remember what you said? Do you remember what you said? Do you remember how many times you swear?" He didn't say anything. He said, "Children, do you have anything to eat?" As if nothing has happened. That is the faithfulness of our master. He is not counting anything bad against you. But one thing he wants, can you stand and can you walk blameless before the Lord? Today, in this Sunday worship, I just want to give you a call. How many of, I don't know, we all have messed up in some or other point. But is there anybody who would like to give their life one more time to Jesus Christ? It's not looking into your mess. Looking into his faithfulness. Can you close your eyes? And everybody, would you please rise up in the presence of God? Are you ready to rededicate your life? You know what? The chapters of your mess, the chapters of your mistakes, the chapters of your failure, God will close it up. He will not allow anyone to know about it. If you are ready to give your life back to Jesus. How many of you are ready? Will you close your eyes, everybody? I request you all in the name of Jesus to close your eyes. How many of you would say that, "Yes, Lord, I want to come back"? All the mess, he's just closing up. And he says, "I will start a new chapter." The promises that God said, as we read in Timothy, he says that even when you remain unfaithful to God, God remains faithful because he is not man to change his words. He is God. How many of you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ? Will you lift up your hands? A God who is not counting anything against you. Just talk to Jesus Christ. God who says that I am with you. I will lead you. Even though you had to go through these failures. But now a new chapter of success. A new chapter of promises is in front of you.
God my Savior. God my healer. Yes, He is. God, my Savior. God, my
your hands. Everything that you gave to the Lord, I want to bless your hands and your finances. Just lift up your hands. Father God, we bring all these offerings, tithes and givings to you, and all these lifted hands to your presence. We ask a special blessing upon these hands. Bless them, O God. Bless their earnings. Bless their jobs. Bless their finances. Bless their families. Bless their belongings. Bless them when they come in. Bless them when they go out. Bless the work of their hands. And in everything,
Let your name be blessed, O God. Father, every part of these offerings and givings may be used for your glory and for only for your glory. Father, we thank you for all these dear ones. We came together to worship you. From the beginning till this time, your Spirit guided us. And we thank you for that, O God. We thank you, Lord, for you are faithful. And we can, every time, we can trust you, we can count on you. And we lean ourselves to these faithful shoulders. We lean ourselves to this faithful God. You are our master. You will never fail us. Especially, Lord, I pray for those who want a second chance in their life. No matter what and where and when and how they messed up. But Lord, we thank you for your assurance that you are not going to ask anything about that. But here, we decide one more time. And we take this challenge one more time to walk before you and to be blameless. Consider us, O God. Thank you for having mercy and grace upon us. Now, Lord, as we move out of this sanctuary, we will go to different places. We will have different jobs. Bless everybody. Till we come again back, bless us all together, O God. In everything that we do, there are people who are traveling, brothers and sisters who will travel this week. We pray for all of them. Bless them and give your mercy and protection on each one of them, O God. Lord, let your grace surround us and let your Spirit continue to talk to us. Especially we pray for our VBS. Bless this week with a blessed VBS. That many children may see the saving grace of Jesus Christ, and they may all be found in Christ Jesus. Bless us all together. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Can we give God glory,
hallelujah,
honor and praise? Hallelujah. And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the eternal love of our Heavenly Father and the sweet fellowship of Holy Ghost be with us all from now onwards to ever and evermore. Amen and amen. Thank you so much to be in Calvary Assembly. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Everybody, that there's VBS this week, June 11th through the 13th. Please sign up if you haven't. Please help out if you can.